John Marvin Jr. will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing two police officers in Hoonah. A Juneau jury returned guilty verdict Saturday. The sentence will be no less than 119 years once it's handed down in February. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
John Marvin Jr. was accused of shooting Sergeant Anthony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokaoka in Hoonah on August 28, 2010. Wallace was on duty with his visiting mother, Debbie Green, on a ride-along. Matthew Tokaoka was off duty with his wife, Haley, and their two children, socializing with Wallace and Green on Front Street, the main road through Hoonah. Prosecutors allege that Marvin shot at both officers in front of their families from the second floor of his house across the street. They believe that Marvin targeted the officers as retaliation for being tasered and arrested a year earlier, while the defense noted that no one really saw Marvin shoot the officers. He was only assumed to be the shooter after the earlier confrontation. Marvin later emerged from his house over a day after the shooting, surrendering to officers who had converged on Hoonah during the incident. A jury of 10 men and 2 women reached a verdict at about noon Saturday after 11 hours of deliberations that started on Friday. The 12-day trial started October 22nd in Juneau Superior Court, with Sitka Superior Court Judge David George presiding over the case. He read the verdicts Saturday afternoon.
As to count one, which is the allegation of murder in the first degree as to Anthony Wallace, the jury responds as follows. We, the jury, find defendant John Marvin Jr. guilty of murder in the first degree as charged in count one.
Wallace's mother, Debbie Green, and Tokaoka's widow, Haley Tokaoka, cried and embraced each other as the verdicts were read.
With regard to count two, the jury returned a verdict as follows. We, the jury, find the defendant John Marvin Jr. guilty of murder in the first degree as charged in count two, dated this third day of November.
In the end, the jury returned with findings that Wallace was in uniform and on duty as a Hoonah police officer at the time of the shooting, and that will mean a 99-year sentence. But Tokaoka was off duty. The sentence for a conviction on that charge will be 20 to 99 years. Sentencing is planned for February 1st. Public defender Eric Hedlund was not immediately available for comment after the trial. District Attorney Dave Brower characterized himself only as the attorney at trial. He said he could not have prosecuted the case all by himself.
It was probably the most complicated case I've dealt with. And I had a lot of help, both in my office, law enforcement, and just our Office of Special Prosecutions and Appeals. There's been a lot of issues in this case. And I just don't want anyone to think that one prosecutor, in this case, at least one prosecutor was involved in this. It's been it's a team effort in the clearest sense of the word.
Debbie Green said in an interview afterward, even with the trial's end, it will be hard getting over witnessing the death of both officers.
It's never going to be a closure for me, no matter what, because I see it, I relive it in my head, what happened that night. So it'll never be over for me. I'll learn to cope with it. But it'll never go away. You don't forget that something like that.
Green said justice may have been served in court, but she said Marvin still has a higher power, God, to answer to for what he's done. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.